You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm very proud of our brothers and sisters around the world that are waking up, that are standing up, that are being men, that are being women, and deciding to go against the Jews' political correctness, which is a destroyer in itself. Sooner or later, you are going to have to fight the war of political correctness. You see, since the Jews have bought most of the corporations, and they've made you go to the colleges where they indoctrinate you in order to get the jobs in their corporations, you must be politically correct to work in the corporation. Should you say something or step out of line, as the Japanese have a saying, and I've said this many times, don't be a nail that stands above the others. You'll be the first one that's likely to be hit. You see, this trap, the farm, was a protection, as I had told you. You didn't need a Jewish job. You didn't need to go to a Jewish indoctrinational university that has been taken over by Marxist Jews that want to indoctrinate you and your children and every future generation into their communist ideal, which never translates properly. So here you are, stuck in a corporation and told that you have no... You see, they supersede the Constitution in the corporation by telling you you don't have the right of free speech or of free thought. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is all by design. It didn't just happen by happenstance. This is all by design. Realize what I'm telling you. You have the right of free speech in this country. You really do have that right, whether you know it or not. But when you're in a Jew corporation, they will make sure that programs are instituted so that you cannot exercise your free speech in that corporation. I mean, God forbid you might hurt somebody's feelings out there. You know how important feelings are. You know how these Negroes and the women and now the men are being told how important their feelings are. And God forbid somebody might hurt your feelings. Oh, it would just be terrible, wouldn't it? So God forbid you worked in a Jewish-run corporation. And then, of course, they're trying to run the white people out of their own businesses, so they have to work for a Jewish corporation. Therefore, there's no free speech in those zones. So in other words, while you're sleeping, you could say anything you want, I suppose. While you're working, you're in a no free speech zone. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Even when you're in public, many times, you're in a no free speech zone. You see, we can change that very, very, very quickly just by exercising our free speech anytime we want. Oh, yes, some people will pay a price, but they can't shut us all up. And so eventually, it'll be broken. So, you have a very small portion of your life to have free speech. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is why I say, should this 2%, these Jews, should they own 96% of the media? So that you don't have any voice in the media and in the world? So that other races don't have any voice or say in the world? Should they own all the companies so that you have to work for them and toe their lines and have no free speech at the job? The job is there to waste your time, dear listener. You understand that, right? You do know that the job is there just to take up your energies, waste your time running after debt notes. When you, as an American, are a millionaire, you just don't know it. We are supposed to be sharing in this nation's wealth. If this nation has the kind of oil it has is amazing just in itself. Never mind the other resources. You would be a millionaire without ever stepping out the door if somebody hasn't been stealing that from you. Now, they stole that from you so that you could be a slave in their corporations and they could shut your mouth. Just imagine a country of millionaires. Do you think they'd be able to shut down free speech? Of course not. Of course not. Now, we are going to get to the mystery of the serpent, part 4. But I figure I'm going to tell you a few things here, and I didn't plan on anything, but they're just happening. I'm telling you the truth. You are a millionaire. If you are a white Christian in this country, you are a multi-millionaire. And your wealth is being held from you. Even your birth certificate has a thing called accepted for value. You are worth millions. And they don't have to be debt notes. So, you find yourself having a hard time paying your bills. You find yourself struggling. You find that the Jews are running you out of your business. You find that the Jews are taxing you on the other end in 100 different ways till Sunday. And then they don't want you to be able to speak about it either. They can complain all they want. Of course, I told them I don't want to hear any more from them. I don't want to hear any more from the Jews. We don't even want you in our country. I don't want to hear from the ADL. Just shut your mouth. We don't want to hear any more of your complaints. We're damn sick and tired of Jews. Pardon the euphemism. We're darn sick and tired of Jews. And the last thing I want to hear is a Jew complaining in my country. Really, what I want to see is them looking back as they're leaving my country. So, let's speak about a few things here that are very important. I want you to know that the Pope, I've done a series called The Pope Says. It might have had a couple of parts to it. You might want to go listen to that. I think you really should listen to that. Just look up The Pope Says, Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm going to talk about this Pope for a few minutes here. Because number one, recently the Pope, which is a, he's the head of a Babylonian institution that is the brother of the Talmud, which was created in Babylon, which also is laden with Freemasonry, who's controlled by the Talmud. And the Freemasonry came from Babylon with the mystery religions that Semiramis reinstituted with Nimrod. That's just the three main ones we could speak about. Never mind all the Jehovah Witnesses and everything else that's all part of it. The New Age movement, etc., etc., etc. The Pope had come out and he exonerated the Jews and said that the Romans killed Jesus. Yeshua. Yahweh, really. Now, number one, this Pope has no power to exonerate anything. There's only one who can, who had the power to forgive sins. That's Yahweh. Now, I want you to pay attention who the Pope is really forgiving sins of. Now, we see that he just forgave the Jews again, right? Now, let's take a look at some things. Now, the Jews, many of them are homosexual. He's also said he has no right to judge the homosexual, and that the he's calling you Christians who follow him, but you are not a Christian if you follow him, because you wouldn't follow him if you knew the Father's voice. You wouldn't follow him at all. Now, he also wants to forgive the priests, who many of them are Jews in the Catholic Church. Those are the ones that are diddling the little boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? There is a thing called the Rite of the Ninth Circle, which I've been looking into recently. And when you find out what this Pope has been up to, never mind the fellow in England there, I forget what he's called, but he's the biggest fellow, the cardinal or something. I forget what it is. Anyway, look up the Rite of the Ninth Circle, and you will be in for a little education. There's a lawsuit going against this Pope and against, I'm trying to think of the Anglican Church in the Archbishop or whatever he is. He's from England. But this Pope wants to forgive all the Jews for all the evil things that they've done. And now I had mentioned to you that child ritual murder sacrifice that the Jews have been carrying on for thousands of years. They've been thrown out of the countries of Europe 109 times for this very thing, not to mention the usury, not to mention stealing businesses and general nastiness and causing problems and everything else. They weren't thrown out of the countries because they were a righteous bunch of wonderful, godly people, as they would have you believe. So, what we find here is, his name is Jorge Bergoglio. He is a Jew. He's a Jesuit, which the Jesuits are known to be Jews. And he has just come out and said, let's read what it says in the New York Times, which I don't ascribe to the New York Times, but they're the ones that reported it in this little article here. Of course, I would never buy their paper, and I shouldn't even be reading from their paper, in reality. But they're almost dead now. Saying nothing is beyond the reach of God's mercy, Pope Francis told Catholics worldwide he is allowing all priests He is, not Yahweh. This pope is allowing all priests to absolve the faithful of abortion, women and health workers alike, even while stressing that it is a grave sin in the eyes of the church to end innocent life. So, in an apostolic letter made public Monday, Francis said he was extending indefinitely the special permission he had granted to all rank-and-file priests during the just-ended Holy Year of Mercy. What is this if not a direct endorsement of child murder? Okay? Who has been guilty of child ritual murder sacrifice? The Jews. So, if the priest can forgive the women and the health workers, that means the abortionist, my friends, my dear listeners, my brothers and sisters, my people that I'm speaking to, listen to this. The Pope is forgiving the Jews, in reality, for child ritual murder sacrifice. It's okay. And the priests, which are a defiled bunch of Jews pretending to be Catholics, when they're all just really Babylonians, are going to be able to forgive these health workers, as they're called. You see, what they really are is most of them are Jewry. Who could really do that kind of a job and sleep at night but a Jew? Or a witch? Or a Jew witch? So, you can see as the days go on, this pope here now endorses infanticide. He endorses child ritual murder sacrifice. The Jews are right to do these things. You see, one of the things that the Pope is, with the rite of the ninth circle, one of the things they do, and this is really graphic, I might get into this on my news show this week. You might want to stay tuned for that. Is first what they do, you see, he's forgiving himself at the same time, is what my point is. He's forgiving the priests. He's forgiving everybody of this grave sin of child murder. Ritual murder sacrifice, you see. Which is called abortion so that you won't tune in on it. And the victim is the fetus, which who knows what that is. Really, what it is it's a baby. And this is child ritual murder sacrifice. That's what it really is. You can throw those other two terms out of the window. And we should all begin to use those terms from now on. Because that's what it is. So, there's a lawsuit against the Pope. So what they do, and this is might be a little graphic for you, ladies and gentlemen, but you need to hear it. What they do is they all tie a child to a table, so to speak. And in turn, they rape the child. And how do I put this? They climax in the child. Then they take the child and they drain it of its blood And some even eat the flesh, some of the flesh. Now, I just told, we're talking about this very thing in the mystery of the serpent, that these people need blood. You see, this blood is precious to these people, to these Jews. They believe if they can drink the Anglo-Saxon blood, which does have power in it, which does have a special light within it. They believe, because their blood is so tainted and so race-mixed, they believe if they drink our blood, in the same thing as I told you about vampires, that they will extend their life, that they will bring health to the otherwise unhealthiness of the Jews. I forget what it said, but it said something like, a child goes missing in the UK about every nine seconds or something like that. A child is reported missing. So, I figured it out, kind of, as he forgave this. And then I remember that he had said that it was good. See, they don't only do Anglo-Saxon children. They do children of all races. So when he said it was good for these degenerates coming into the European countries, I figured out, fresh meat. That's why he wants them in there. It'll be easier to steal their children. And they can continue gorging themselves on eating flesh and sexual perversion, destroying of innocence and blood, drinking the blood. I will remind you, though, that blood, when you're drinking the blood of an Anglo-Saxon child, that blood is crying to Yahweh from inside of you. You can see that we are in the days of Noah, can't you? As Yeshua, or Yahweh, said, you may know him as Jesus. You can see that, can't you? That we are literally in the days of Noah. As he said, it would be in the end times. I don't mean literally in the days of Noah. It's just that's why he destroyed the earth at that time. By water. Or the area at that time by water, not the whole earth. So, we are in those days again. There's no question in my mind. I have never seen such mental illness in the world as I see now. I have never seen such depravity and open, blatant rejoicing to this depravity. So you see that this Jorge Bergoglio, or whatever his name is, let's see it again. Let's see what his real name is. Bergoglio, yeah. Jorge Bergoglio. He's going to be going on trial, but they're doing everything they can to stop that trial. Remember, this is the Pope that declared on television in 4K that Lucifer is God and that Jesus is his son. I want you to remember that. You say you don't believe me, I would think. There's somebody out there with a little bit of doubt about. Is your name Thomas? I promise you it's true. Look it up. So, not only is child ritual murder sacrifice legal by law now, as it never had been before, but it is now worldwide. Now, if you were feeling a little guilty about it and you were one of those workers that helps to do this job, this nasty, this evil, this most dastardly of all jobs, I believe, you can be forgiven by the Pope. He'll forgive you. I don't say Yahweh's going to forgive you, though. I must warn you. But the Pope will forgive you. This Jew baby killer. See, this is why he likes to bow down to Netanyahu, because he's a baby killer, too. He's a blood drinker, too. Can't you see what's going on in front of your face? Right in front of your face? Or are you looking at their smiles? The Pope will smile all the time. The Jews love to smile. There he is. He's smiling. He's a wonderful man, isn't he? No, he's a subtle beast of the field Jew. That's what he is. And this serpent is going to go up in flames eventually. He won't be smiling then, though. So, this is the world you live in. Remember, I had just about a month or so ago, I had a teaching. It's a little more than a month now. They live among us. Yes, they live among us. They're eating us. They're drinking our blood. They're killing our children. They're stealing our riches. They're keeping us in a slave state, working for nothing, really. Really working for nothing. For debt notes. You have a Chavez Goy race traitor military who thinks they're fighting to bring democracy to the world to free people, when it's just the opposite, and they're getting paid debt notes to do these dastardly things. In other words, they're not even getting paid money to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, think about that for a while. You go to work, you get tired, you do all this stuff, and you're a multimillionaire. Somebody stole your money. And any day, you could still be a multimillionaire. But they're still stealing your money. They put you to work to tire you out and steal your money, steal even some of the debt notes from you that they gave you. You talk about Indian givers. I'm sure the Jew must have come up with that saying, because they always call everybody else what they are. You realize what we're living in? Now, I don't mean to make you feel bad by telling you these things, because God forbid I might touch your programming. God forbid I might break that programming. I mean, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you like to stay in the state that you're in the bondage that you're in? Isn't it wonderful? And if Yahweh freed you from this bondage, I can almost promise somehow you'd look back, wouldn't you? Fondly of your democracy. The vilest form of government. You'd look fondly back at Egypt, wouldn't you? You'd look fondly back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Hmm? Look ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Look ahead. The only reason I would look behind for any reason is to learn the lessons of what? The lessons of his story, the story of Adam. Let's not look fondly back towards Babylon. Let's not look fondly back towards Egypt. Let's not look fondly back towards Assyria. But let us look fondly to the kingdom of the ever-living God. May his kingdom be preached to all of our brothers and sisters, the Anglo-Saxon people. And may our brothers and sisters come together once again. And may there be solidarity between us. And may there be forgiveness between us. And may there be love between us. And may there be righteousness and holiness. And may we realize our place in Yahweh, women. And may we realize our place in Yahweh, men. And may we put on the whole armor of God, the full armor of God, and be the warriors that we are meant, are born, are commanded to be. It's time to stand and stand firmly. No matter what little name you might be called, I know how delicate your feelings and how important your feelings are. I know all about those feelings. But you better start fearing Yahweh rather than fearing the Jew. Who do you fear more? Do you fear the Jew more than Yahweh, or do you fear Yahweh more than the Jew? Who do you love more? Do you love Yahweh, or do you love the Jew? Where do you wish to habitate? Do you wish to be somebody that's in Babylon as a king for a day? Or would you like to be somebody that's in the kingdom of heaven for eternity? You know, it's quite a no-brainer, really, when you just put when you just put it like that, when you think about it, you see? Are you afraid to let people know that you believe in Yahweh? Are you afraid to let them know that you believe the Bible? And how many of you, dear brothers and sisters, are going to keep coming to me and telling me that the Jews are this and the Jews are wonderful and Jesus is a Jew and Moses is a Jew and all that nonsense? I'm not going to listen to that much longer. You see, if you follow the Pope's voice, and you follow the Jew's voice, and he is a Jew, and you follow the Jews like Joel Osteen, and all these Jews in Congress, Barbara Boxer, and Charles Schumer, if you follow the voice of the Jew, that tells me that you are destined to be a grafted in goat. And that when Yahweh comes back, or Yeshua, or Jesus, whatever you want to call him, and he divides the goats from the sheep, you will be included with the goats. I want you to know that no matter how many doctrines of devils you believe in, and you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people and all the nonsense that goes along with that, you are going to be grafted in with the goats, and you are going to be partakers of their sin. And in consequence, you will be bundled and burned. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not the judge. Yahweh is the judge. He's not a black judge. He's not a corrupt judge. He's not a bought and paid for judge. He's not a Freemasonic judge. He's not a woman judge. He's the real judge, the real deal, you know, the only one who's real, the only one whom you're ever going to get a fair shake from at this point in our world. So if you want to listen to the goats and the Jews and the Edomite Jews and the Canaanite Jews and the grafted in Jews, then you just trot along with them. But if you know the voice of Yahweh, I suggest you heed to the voice that you hear and you know is right and true. My sheep know my voice, and I am known of them. See, if I try to convince you, and you're one of my brothers, you're one of my Anglo-Saxon brothers, and I try to convince you that the Jews are not God's chosen people and all that stuff, and I try to tell you about the kingdom of heaven and its attributes, and you will not hear me, and you will argue with me. It took me a long time to learn what that means to me. What it means is you do not know the Father's voice, and you must not be of the kingdom of heaven. And your name is probably not written in the book of life. If I have to fight you to listen to his voice, that is a warning to me that maybe you just weren't meant to know. And I will not continue to argue with you. And I will not baby you and take you by the hand like a little boy or girl and try to feed you all the information if you're not going to do anything for yourself. See, when the disciples, when Yeshua, Yahweh, Jesus, when he went to the disciples, they dropped what they were doing and followed him. He didn't grab them by the hair and say, "Listen, Peter, I'm telling you right now, you're coming with me right now. We got something to do." No, he didn't do any of that. He didn't force anybody. Those who knew his voice were his sheep. He knew that immediately. And those who would not listen were not his sheep. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? Or are you drifting off in your mind thinking about the football game that might be coming on a little later today? You know something? I praise Yahweh that the NFL standings are going down. That people are not watching it, they're aborting it, they're getting rid of it. They just declined making a stadium in San Diego. And you must realize that the NFL is part of the New World Order, as it was the games in Rome. While the country, while the empire was falling, people continued to go to the games to escape, to put their head in the sand, to worship, because the games or football is a religion. It is one of the many religions that has the same god, Lucifer. And it's run by his children. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If you continue to worship at the house of NFL, you will be lost, plain and simple, just as our nation will be lost. You will be worshiping in a congregation from the pits of hell, a congregation of the deaf, dumb, and blind, a congregation of the dead living Jew. Are you listening now? Do you hear me? Have I touched your programming? Are you angry? How about your feelings? Did I hurt your feelings? Maybe that's what it's going to take. You see, maybe you didn't think of this. Maybe the Jews don't want anybody to hurt anyone's feelings, because if you hurt someone's feelings, it might destroy the programming. Have you ever thought of that? That's something Yahweh just gave me right here and now. Maybe if I hurt your feelings, like I said, remember when I was doing the thing about Dorothy, and I was doing a trip down the Yellow Brick Road, there was a scene with the lion and Dorothy, and she couldn't stop laughing. And it went on take after take after take, and she would just keep laughing and laughing and laughing. Finally, the director went up and slapped her right across the face. And she did the act in one take after that. One. Not only did he hurt her feelings, but he brought her back to reality. Maybe that's why we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings in this world. I bet you never thought of that, huh? Are you sure you don't want anybody to hurt your feelings? Do you want to continue living in a state of a trance state? Do you want to live like that? Where you have no control over your mind, no control over your mouth, no control over anything? Do you want to be a zombie? Are you going to sit in the football stadium and worship in the congregation of the dead while the empire slowly goes down the toilet? I dream of the day where people, they'll show a football game and it'll be like it was back in the Stooges' day. They filmed it behind closed doors. There were no audiences. And then there were later. But you see, what I mean is, I'd like to see those seats empty. I'd like to see it empty and it be returned to the dead where it was risen from. Who can forgive sin? Can you? Can this Jew Pope? You see, it's a formality here. It's a formality. Can he forgive the sins of the Jews? No, he can't. But can he make you believe that he can? Well, I'd say it's very possible he could make you believe that. But not me. The Jews said when they encouraged even some of the Israelites to scream for him to be crucified, which is evident in the book of Acts, you see, they said, "His blood be on us and our posterity," or our children. Those Jews said that. And now they desire and want to get this Pope to exonerate them. You see, when you read the story, you find out that Pontius Pilate wanted nothing to do with killing Yahweh, Yeshua. He had tested him and found no sin in him, no reason to kill him. And he was sent, I believe, to Herod, and then Herod sent him back. He found no sin in this man, who was really God himself. God in a man's body. The Word of God. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then you saw Jesus say, "Those who keep my sayings shall be saved," right? Think about those things for a while. Do you know his voice? Can you hear him calling? Because you don't pick him, he picks you. But can you hear his voice? It's ever nearer than it has been in a long time. Why, I'm speaking right into your ears. I'm penetrating your cranial cavity. I'm touching the strings of your heart. But nevertheless, not me, but he. Will you respond? Will you answer the call from the Father, Yahweh? Or will you continue to listen to the enemies of his and ours? The Edomites have always been the enemies of the Israelites. And Edom is in modern Jewry. They admitted that themselves. I didn't make that up. This is their admission. Do you want to be toast? Or do you want to eat the roast? Do you want to be at the wedding supper of the Lamb? Or do you wish to be burnt in the flames? Are you a child of the flame that will return to the flame? Or are you a child of the water that doesn't want it hotter? You better get off the fence and get on the offense. You better get off the defense and get on the offense. Now, I've warned people in my life not to be involved in yoga. And I've noticed lately that someone I had warned did get involved in yoga. They defied me. They defied what I told them. You know what will happen, don't you? Do you like to kick against the pricks? Are you a rebel? Are you proud to be a rebel in this day of rebels? Do we see the rebels rebelling against civilization? Do we see the rebel who rebelled against Yahweh, who was hurled to the earth? Are you a rebel? Do you want to follow rebels? Do you like to be victims of tyrants? Do you love democracy? Is it your beloved democracy? Would you like to help kill some people to bring them to democracy so that you can kill them to be free? Would you like to bomb them, help bomb them into the Stone Age? To destroy their children, to destroy their lands, to destroy their trees, their gardens, their lives, so that we can free them and bring them democracy and a central bank mechanism. People, I just can't believe you can't see this. The way I put this, and I'm going to put it to you again, democracy is the vilest form of government. I'll prove it to you. What is the first thing you do in a democracy? You pick one side and you vehemently fight against the other side. That's what's known as instant division. Why can't you see these simple things? Why do you not know the voice of Yahweh? Why do you not seek his counsel? Yet you seek the counsel of devils. Or devil's children. This is a filthy world we're living in. Why would you not want to seek Yahweh's counsel? Who would know better than he? Who could give you better counsel than he? The answer is nobody. That's what the answer is. Yet you may seek the Council of Fools. So, do you agree with this Pope? Do you agree with the devil? Do you agree that child ritual murder sacrifice should be forgiven? Is it okay to kill our children? Is it okay to help kill our children? Is it okay to drink their blood? Is it okay to eat their flesh? And is it okay to sell their flesh? Is that okay with you? You know what I find very interesting is you'll tell somebody this person is a homosexual and they'll say, well, I have no problem with that. Oh, you don't have any problem with that, huh? So in other words, what you're going to do is you're going to go along with it. You're going to pretend that it's normal. You're going to violate your own conscience, violate your own common sense, violate the ever-living God, God's wishes. You're going to just go along with it. I've heard people say in companies, well, I don't care if they're a homosexual. I'm just trying to do some business here. Really? That's very interesting. So then my next question to you is, if you don't mind just pretending that that's all normal, where do you stop? Where does the bar stop? When do you say, well, wait a minute, now I'm not going to go along with this? The answer probably is that if you'll go along with the little things, you'll go along with the big things. Right now, I understand that we're living in a world and you can't seem to escape these things because we're in Babylon. And because we're slaves in our own country. But you don't have to go along with it. You don't have to say, well, it's okay, I don't care. You can still hate it and pray against it. Where do you stand? You see, when I told you that you pick a side and vehemently fight against it, that's instant division. That instantly divides the citizens of the country into two, practically, right? You may have a third element that says they're libertarians. And I just heard a guy say that he's not against homosexuality or transsexualism or anything. He's a libertarian. What kind of liberty is that, fellow? What kind of liberty are you talking about? You're talking about the Freemasonic liberty, aren't you? The liberty of evil. The liberty of the evil to supersede the liberties of the good. So that taught me a lot about libertarians. I don't really know a lot about libertarians, but I can see that they'll go along with anything, just like the Freemasons. If you know the Father's voice, he doesn't go along with that. Even when the Pope says he does. The Pope told you that God has changed, and he's changed along with society. And the Pope said, who am I to judge a homosexual? Right? Well, that's because he's a homosexual. That's because he is doing things to children. Of course he wants to forgive homosexuals. You see, why these agendas are going on is because sin is a tree that continues to grow and blossom. It starts out maybe with one sin, and then it just flourishes. And if there is nothing to kill that tree, nothing to hold it back, nothing to destroy it, it will continue to flourish. Sin gives birth to sin. Maybe the child who was once, and this doesn't go for every child, but maybe a child that was once molested grows up to be a molester and molests many other children. And then a portion of those children grow up and do the same thing. Do you understand? This is why Yahweh said you must cut this off at the root. You can't allow that kind of a plant to flourish. It must be severed at the root. What do you think? He just says these things for just to say them? Just to exercise power? When he says that somebody should be killed, and he institutes the death penalty in his law, there's a very, very, very good reason for it. I've just stated to you what that reason is. You can't allow things like this to flourish. You can't allow the dead to flourish within your communities, within your empire, within your country. You can't allow that. Once you allow that, it begins to spread. And spread, it's like a disease. As a matter of fact, it is a disease. A disease of the mind. And these people are given over to reprobate minds, you understand? At some point, Yahweh says, this person's gone past the threshold, and they're not going to turn back. So they're given over to a vile and reprobate mind. And they continue on and complete their sin. Well, we see that with the other races, they're being allowed to complete their sin as well. They've gone way past the threshold now. They've shown their cards. They've shown their true feelings about the woman Israel, and I'm not talking about Jews. I'm talking about the Adamic race. And they are flourishing at this point. Oh, yes, young blacks are coming out of the woodworks to kill, to shoot, to destroy. You see, this all comes down to what the Albert Pike thing, you know, that they love to try to say, oh, that was a hoax. Well, it was in the British Museum, and now it somehow disappeared, I believe. The letter to Mazzini. Mazzini means Mason, by the way. Well, they wanted to have a world war, between the Muslims and the Christians. And we can see that they couldn't get this war going even after bombing them over there and killing them and everything else. So they decided, well, this just isn't going to work. We're going to have to bring the war to the Christians. So the Jews have brought them to our nations. They have opened the borders. This is nothing new. The Jews, see, when you do look back in history for the lessons, you'll find out that Babylon was opened up by the Jews to the enemy so that Babylon could be conquered back then. The same thing happened in Constantinople. The same thing happened over and over and over again. Open borders means they want to end your country. They want to end you as a people. They want to end that empire. Open borders is the same thing as opening the gates to the enemy. Make no mistake about that. You know, as I speak, you may think, well, he thinks he's so smart. Really, I don't think I'm so smart at all. This is just pure common sense. I'm not that smart at all. I just maybe do some thinking and reason things out. Maybe that's what you should be doing instead of watching the football game. Maybe you should shut everything off for a while and deal with your own mind and begin to think and use your mind. Maybe you should have an affection. You should be affectionate to learning instead of have an affection to democracy. Maybe you should find out what democracy really is. Somebody told you it was your beloved democracy, and you just said it was your beloved democracy. You didn't question it, did you? But you'll question me, won't you? You didn't question that when they told you it was your beloved democracy, right? You don't know what Hitler says about democracy, do you? He's evil, isn't he? But you don't know a word that's come out of his mouth, do you? You only know what you've been told. And that's why I always ask people, where did you get your frame of reference? Maybe you should turn, when this show is over, maybe you should shut it off and answer that question to yourself this very day. Where did you get your frame of reference from? Why do you believe what you believe? Who gave you the ideas to believe what you believe? Where did it come from? Where is its origin? Where is it leading you? Why didn't you question it? Why didn't you make sure it was true? Why did you take the easy road instead of finding out things and doing a little work and doing a little research? Why don't you want to give yourself an education? Do you want to be stupid? Do you want to be fooled by Jews? By fables of Jews? Do you want to be the laughing stock? as you push the agendas of the Jews and you think it's your own agenda? And they're laughing at you as you push the agenda that they gave you to push? Are you sure communism is good? Are you sure you should steal from the rich to give to the poor? When Yahweh himself said, "The poor you shall always have with you." Why did he say that? Why did he know that? What does he mean by that? Why do you hate to learn anything? Why are you afraid to read a book? Who made sure that you wouldn't want to look into history? Who told you that you shouldn't be proud of your race? Who told you not to look into race? Who told you that all blood is the same and that we are all brothers? Who told you that? Is it true? Have you questioned any of what these Jews have told you? Or did you just want to question what I've told you? Because they told you not to pay attention to color. They had told you to not to pay attention to race or creed or religion. But I have told you that the religions of this world all have one God and his name is Lucifer. Why didn't they want you to question that? Because it's their God. That's why. That's their father. As I've said before, color is a warning. Color in nature is a warning. If I told you to go out in nature and don't pay attention to color, you might come to your end very quickly. That's like telling you all mushrooms are fine to eat, because they're all equal. But if you eat the wrong mushroom, dear listener, you'll be dead. Oh, the Jews said pay no attention to mushrooms. They're all good for you to eat. They're all equal. Well, try eating one that's poisonous and see where you end up. We'll see how equal you are. Don't you question anything that's really worth questioning? Or do you just question people that tell you the truth? Because you're certainly not questioning the liars, are you? You're certainly not, you're accepting what they tell you. And if they tell you on the news that somebody is an evil person and that they've done this and done that when none of it's true at all, you'd believe it, wouldn't you? Immediately, without question. Without knowing that there's a purpose for demonizing a certain person or a certain race or a certain, the Germans, for instance. You didn't know that they wrote a book, Germany Must Perish, did you? You don't know that today the German politicians and the Jews politicians in Germany are saying that the German race should be ended. Oh, the agenda is the same. You don't know about that, do you, though? Well, why should the German race be ended? I bet you don't have an answer for that. Will you just continue listening to the fables of the Jews? Or will you at some point say, I'm tired of what's going on? Now listen, with your beloved democracy, let me ask you this question. You have 8 years of a Republican. Does it get any better? Does the country get any better at all? Any better? No. You have 8 years of the Democrats. Does the country get any better? No. Then you have 8 years of the Republicans again. Does it get any better? You get what I'm saying, right? Answer the question to yourself. Shut off the TV. When you're done hearing this show, shut it off and start answering some questions to yourself. How many times have you heard if we could just get a Republican in there, everything's going to straighten out? And then by the end of that administration, they're saying if we could just get a Democrat in, everything will straighten out. But it doesn't straighten out, does it? As a matter of fact, it continues to go down the toilet. That's your beloved democracy. That's the democracy you love. That's the democracy. And I'm not against America. I want you to know that. But I am against democracy. You see, the founding fathers, I love to keep repeating this to you, and some people are like, oh, he's not going to say it again. President James Madison said that democracy is the vilest form of government. Mr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us? A republic, if you can keep it. James Madison, a country that is at war perpetually cannot maintain its freedom. Are we at war perpetually? Are we maintaining our freedom? What's the first thing happened when the Jews pulled off 9/11? The Patriot Act. You see what Mr. Madison said? A country that is at perpetual war cannot maintain its freedom. Are you hearing me? Or would you like to argue with me and tell me how much you love your Jews? Oh, it was okay until this talk that you were giving today was okay until you said the Jews did 9/11. You know we love our Jews. You know how we want to worship the devil and his children. We love those Jews. But let me ask you a question. What have the Jews done for this country? Have they done anything good for this country or any of our countries? What have they brought to the table that helps us? Because I assure you that when they give money, it's to their causes and to help them only. Unless you want to say, well, look, they've helped the blacks, haven't they? I don't know. They've helped the blacks so that they could use them as a weapon against all the other races. Because they know the blacks are like 11-year-old children in their minds, and that they could be easily swayed by their feelings. Oh, you are a racist. Yeah. You know, that term has about as much value as a Jew. None. What have the Jews done for our country? What good have they done for our country? What have they done to make this a great republic? See, because I can tell you what they've done to destroy this republic. And Ben Franklin could tell you that they are a vampire race of Asiatics who subsist on Christian society and do nothing but degrade it and degenerate it. What have they done that's good? Tell me, you Jew lover. Tell me, what have they done to help this country? What have they done in the world to make the world a better place? What's happening with that little fake country that they still don't own after 68 years? Because Yahweh says they're not going to have a country of their own. They own half the world's wealth, more than half the world's wealth, and they can't have a little country in over there in the Middle East. Why? Because Yahweh said so. That's why. So what have they done for the world? What have they done for the Middle East but destroy people and kill them and destroy their homes and everything else and their lives, everything? What have they done for the Middle East? And what have they done for Europe? I'm not going to play around with you people any longer. You understand me? You want to keep worshiping the devil and his offspring? You continue right on, sonny boy. But just know that you are against the ever-living God and the true Israel of the Bible, which are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic. You get it? You keep going against the woman. You keep kicking against the pricks. Don't you notice that the more they try to get that little land over there, that the more blood is spilled and that the hotter it's becoming to get it? Can't you see Yahweh's control? I see it very, very, very clearly. And you say he's not there, some of you, right? You say Christianity's just a... it's something, it's a control mechanism that the Jews made or whatever you want to say. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Whether you believe that Yahweh is there or not has no bearing on the fact that he is there. So, you just keep continuing on the way you are, and you're going to end up grafted in with the goats. You're going to be bundled up and you're going to be burned. Because you wanted to be a child of the flame, and you will return to the flame. You chose it. You chose not to listen to the voice of the ever-living God, the Most High. You chose to go against Yahweh and his offspring. You chose to go with the serpent seed line. You chose your own fate. So I never did get to... the mystery of the serpent, did I? But that's because I had zero plan on what I was going to say today, except I was going to say something about the Pope there, and that's about all I wanted to say, and then I was going to get into the... You see what happens? You see how Yahweh dictates what goes on? I think I'll title this one, Are You Listening? If you're not going to join the army of Yahweh, get out of the way. You get yourself in the fetal position and get ready. It's a world right now that is not worth living in. Do you understand that? If you love this world, you know, Yahweh does say this, that those who hate me love death. I used to have that on the back of my truck. If you hate Yahweh, whether you're my Anglo-Saxon brother or not, that means you love death. I know the Jews hate Yahweh, and I know the Jews love death. They love it. So, I suggest when this show is over, you turn it all off and begin to ask yourself some questions and answer the questions. Where did you get your frame of reference? Where did it come from? Why do you believe what you believe today? Who did it to you? Where do these thoughts that you have come from? Where do these beliefs that you have come from? And why do you ascribe to these beliefs so easily, yet when somebody comes to tell you the truth, you fight against it tooth and nail? Answer yourself that question. I'd like to know what you may have as an answer. I know what the answer is. I've already asked myself these questions. Sooner or later, you're going to have to face the demons. Sooner or later, you're going to have to face yourself. Sooner is always better than later. Don't wait till the last minute to get it done. Get it done as soon as possible. You want to be a grafted-in goat? Then you just go right along. But get out of my way. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.